Right now, it's time to catch up with Penny Rich, the chair of the Orange County Board of Commissioners, orangecountync.gov, for more information on county government. Good to have you in the studio. How are you?
A little cold this morning.
A little bit, yeah.
But it felt good, though.
Yeah, that's fine.
I kind of like every once in a while, right?
When I was talking with someone, I think it was Susan Brown earlier today.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, it was 75 degrees yesterday, and that's weird for December.
That was
like,
really weird, right?
Right?
By the end of the day, I had my T-shirt on and my shorts. And then this morning, I was like, I better not do that. And then, of course, I had to go to Durham for an NPO meeting, so there was a little bit of traffic there, and I don't know, do I put the heat on in the car? Do I not? You know, what do you do?
If you feel like putting the heat on, put the heat on. If you feel like putting the heat on, then wait a few minutes
and
then put the heat on. Like, give yourself a few minutes.
Yeah. You know, it's Durham. You know, you're driving and it's like,
So what was the NPO meeting?
You know, it was the last meeting. You know, we're all last meetings of the year. And Damon Siles, it was his last meeting chairing. So he's been the chair for the past year, or maybe 2 years. I'm not sure if it's a two-year term.
It's been longer than a year.
Yeah, it could be 2 years.
I think of Damon as being the transportation wonk.
He's very transportation wonky. But yeah, we talked about, you know, the tip and the stip, and I'm not going to go into all those different, like, you know, wow, there's so many acronyms, but it's coming to the end of where we have to start accepting what the plans and sending them off to the state, and you do that through your local MPOs, so the towns and the county get together, and we have three counties, right? It's Durham, Orange County, and Chatham County, so it's kind of nice to sit with our colleagues for those meetings once a month anyway, so we have that, and then, you know, we're still debating with NCDOT why we cannot get safer streets. Why do they want to spend all their money? You know, about 94% of the money from NCDOT goes into road work and widening roads. Why will they not put more bike lanes in, more pedestrian safe areas? We just, you know, it's just a constant argument. And we're still not there. Here we are, you know, we're encouraging people to get out of the cars, and we can't get our partners at NCDOT to, you know, get on board with that. So
yeah.
It's a challenge.
It is
yeah.
a challenge. And it's a challenge to put bike lanes in, because it's not just bike lanes, but there's got to be some separation.
Oh, absolutely. That was in the tip that they want to protected bike lanes, right?
That's
the conversation, because you can put the bike lanes on. Like Rosemary has bike lanes, and then the UPS truck is parked in the bike lane.
Yeah.
I mean, that's,
and even if it's not,
you know,
like even if the bike lane is open, you're 6 inches away. Like I wouldn't.
Yeah. No, it doesn't feel safe.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's we drive that home all the time, and it doesn't seem like we get anywhere, but you got to keep driving it home. So,
yep.
Yeah, it was a good conversation. We also got the year-end report on, you know, how much money is being spent from that HESN sales tax that went to transit, and how much of it is around, and, you know, how much went to light rail. And you got to remember, we're winding down light rail, so we probably have payments through mid-2020 just to close that all out. And in 2019, roughly, there was about $10 million that went to close winding down light rail. It will be way, way less in 2020. Durham, unfortunately, had a high, you know, they were closer to like $43 million on their 2019.
What is that money going to?
You know, just closing everything down that we've been doing. I mean, we had already started in engineering, and there were companies that had contracts that were working. So just all of that had to be, you know, had to be paid off. There was land. I mean, it's really just such a shame. And, you know, I have no words. Every time I talk about this, I get sad. So, we're going to move on, because this is the time of the year to be happy.
I don't know if it's my place to say send a bill to Duke.
Yeah,
but, you know.
Oh, I know. Really. I mean, oh, God.
No, we're the UNC station. I can say send
right.
a bill to Duke.
Send
a bill to
Duke. Yeah, and yeah. The NC Railroad. I mean, the two of them between that was just such a challenge. But
yeah,
but we're moving on to bigger and better. You know, we're doing a steering committee for our transportation plan in Orange County. Durham's doing one, and then we're going to all come together, and we got to think regionally. We can't just do these local steering committees.
Oh, for sure.
We're going to get that down. So
that was the MPO meeting. You also had the Board of County Commissioners had its last meeting
last
of the year
night.
Last
yeah,
night, right?
Yeah, and we got a good audit report. You know, you have to do that, and that was for the first, you know, you're always behind, right? That was, but we did well. We found some money. Well, we didn't find some money, but the numbers came in better than we thought. So it looks as though we have more money in our account now than we actually do. But that, you know, when we talk about budgeting and, you know, what is the actual versus what you budgeted, two different things. But we are in good shape. I mean, there were a couple of errors, which I think every auditor finds. You know, they're independent auditors. They're not working. They're not internal. And so, you know, you always learn that you could do something better. So that's good. But we really are in very good shape. We have our 16% is, you know, our fund balance is what we like to keep hit by AAA Moody's bonds. We're doing good that in that instance. And I think that the sales tax overall is going to be more than we expected. The growth is happening. And we know that next year is, and the year after, it's going to be even more exciting when all these companies come online. So that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Awesome. So the 16% to keep the AAA rating, is that the threshold to keep it, or is that the
level
that we want to keep it, because the real threshold is more like 12 or 13%?
And it's kind of, it's not that low, but it's kind of close.
Okay.
What you're supposed to do is keep 60 days of operating money in your fund balance. Right now, what we have is about 87 days.
Okay.
So that's kind of nice. We're there, you know, and you, that's if an emergency happens, you need to have that.
Right. So that's if like no money suddenly comes in, you still can...
You're still good. So you have to maintain that, right? Think about, you know, you have money going in and out, and I mean, our budget's $220 million. You have money coming in and out, and of course, the schools we have to support all the time. That's you got to maintain that percentage.
Is it right that I'm drawing a similarity between this and like the Owosso Reservoir, like the level that you want to maintain there?
That's it. Okay. There you go.
Yeah. Go with that. Why not?
Yeah. I remember I was on the Owosso board during the drought.
Yeah,
remember
exactly.
That was all the way down. We were going to shut this town down, boy. I remember that. And I was like, oh my, I had just gotten, started in politics here in Orange County. 2001, we were going to shut this town and shut the university down. I'm like, oh, I don't know. I'm not ready. Now I can sit down and talk about anything. But then I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, right.
What am I going to say to people?
That would have been pretty significant, I think, if that happened.
Well, I'll tell you, if you ever want to have a conversation, bring Ray DeBose in. He was in charge of facilities on campus, and he actually is the chair of Owosso now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That would be a fun conversation to have because he was stressing.
Yeah. Other things that happened at the board meeting last night?
We picked our pick and choose and did our boards and commissions. I equated it to fantasy football. And I kept on going, da, 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 da. And not everybody got that, right, Aaron? I mean, you know, it's like, I don't know. I'm such a sports
They're
nerd.
Sitting there like, oh, we get it.
We get it. We just stopped doing it. Yeah. But every time there was a pause in the action, I was like, da, 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 you know, and like, you know, pick, Earl kept on, you know, so it's funny what the way that we do it. And I know that the mayors and other boards, they kind of work things out or they select them beforehand. We don't do that. We sit there and we go from the least senior member to the most senior member. So, and we do it alphabetically. So Sally Green starts, and then we go all the way up to Earl McKee. But then what we do is, after you do all seven commissioners, is you go backwards. So Earl gets another pick, right? So Earl and Sally are always doing back-to-back picks. Well, if you're not ready, you kind of like get slowed down. There's like four pages. You got to flip through the pages. And Earl kept on getting like, oh, no, I didn't do my homework. And he wasn't ready. So, you know, that's what he got.
Right.
Da, 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 da.
I've played board games with people who are in similar situations.
They're like,
get,
as we say in Yiddish, a little fatutzt. but we got it done. It went surprisingly well.
Awesome.
I think everybody is pretty happy with the boards that's elected. I chose to give all my boards back and then select new. So some of them are repetitive, but I didn't save any. So I'm doing something. I'm doing the first time I'm ever going to do the Fire Chiefs Association. So I'm pretty excited about that because they're doing some significant things with the new training facility. But also, I think you've read recently that the concerns about firefighters and cancer, they're getting certain kinds of cancer because of the way that buildings burn.
Yep.
And they, you know, we know that they come out and they try to get cleaned off, but they're never 100% cleaned off. And their clothes, we think that they're residual effects from that.
Right.
So,
and it's respiratory too.
It's
right?
respiratory, yeah. And I think this HB 152 or something like that. May 520. I don't know. I should never do that unless I have the numbers right.
Right.
I can't believe I did that, and I did it. But there's a House bill right now that will allow them, the firefighters in North Carolina, to get their cancer treatment for specific kinds of cancer that are related to on job. But you know, it's going to be a challenge to get new firefighters in because of this. So, but I'll report back on that once I start meeting with those guys. Yeah.
It's got to be an interesting trade-off because you want to have institutional memory and stay on the same board and build up your knowledge. You also want to be on every board so you can be knowledgeable about everything. How do you balance that?
Yeah, so we have this debate, right? And Mark Dorson, as you know, always wants everyone to switch boards out,
right?
Whether you have been there a year or not. And then we have, Mark Markopoulos on the other side, and some of the newer board members are like, wait, I've been there a year. I just started understanding what they were saying. Give me another year. And I could see both points, right? Because we, at times, we had people that were on boards for like, you know, 6-7 years, and no one else could ever get onto that board. Mm. That's not fair either. So we implemented a policy where you can be on a local board for 2 1-year terms, and if you're an intergovernmental body board, you can do that for 4 1-year terms. But you got to select it.
Yep.
It doesn't just come to you. You need to select it. So we'll see how it works. Yeah.
Speaking with Penny Rich, orangecountync.gov, for more information on county government, including the Board of County Commissioners. Also, the Board of Adjustment. Got to talk about that, because that was the big news from this week, Monday's ruling on the Confederate flag, which isn't done because it's going to court now.
Right.
I think we talked about this a little bit before, that the board might have its meeting and then a court fight, like this was to be expected.
But. Right. And let's just go back. It's not because it's a Confederate flag. It's because of the size of the flag.
It's because of the size of the flag.
Right. Yeah. And this is important because people have to know that it doesn't matter what the content of the flag is. It's the size. This is a gigantic flag. And it was the person that has the flag in the flagpole had a year to take that flag down. Now, the flagpole has been grandfathered in, but not the flag.
Mm-hmm.
And so it did come to the Board of Adjustment, and the Board of Adjustment upheld the county commissioner policy. And so what we're told now is that it's probably going to go to the Supreme Court in North Carolina. He is going to continue to sue. And, you know, there were a couple of statements that might have been made by this gentleman that has the flag up about how much it cost and a cost to him, which we know that he didn't. The burden of that cost wasn't all on him. So there's some concerns that he might have told some untruths in the Board of Adjustment hearing. And, you know, we'll see. You don't know which way it's going to go, but it certainly feels like the conversation that to defend the flag is, it's kind of the same conversation you're having about the Silent Sam statue on the UNC campus. It just never feels right when you start talking about
that.
So I think that the Board of Adjustment did the right thing. And we'll see where it goes from now.
Yeah. The important thing is that the restriction is time, place, and manner, and not the content of the flag. And that can also lead to some fun headlines, because I think we had this conversation about what happened in Durham when they...
The Bob Evans flag.
The Bob Evans wanted to fly a giant,
American,
in this case, an American flag but
right.
it violates the time, place, and manner restriction. And now all of a sudden the headline shows up. It's like, Durham doesn't want Bob Evans to fly an American flag, but it's the size rather than the content.
Yeah. And, you know, we also talked about, you know, that flag as you're heading west. There's a huge flag outside of Ford. I think it's a Ford. I don't know what it is. It's one of the car salesmanship. It's huge. And it's beautiful, right? It blows in the wind, and the stars. I'd rather the stripes just sort of. It's distracting. It's distracting as hell. I'll tell you. I'd slow down every time I want, because I want to look at it. It's. I think that, you know, we made the right choice in putting the policy in place, and let's face it. We're asking everyone to abide by the policy. We're not picking and choosing people. So, we'll see what happens.
Speaking with Penny Ridge, other things going on in Orange County?
I don't know. You know, we are on break now for a little while, which is really nice. I mean, you know, you joke around, but it's, you know, you work really hard when you are doing back-to-back meetings. And we had a meeting on a Monday night, and then the following week we had a meeting on a Tuesday. You know, all the boards do. I'm not just saying that county commissioners do. And folks don't realize what it takes to, like, get in a meeting and get it going and making sure that you're doing right by residents. So we will get a little bit of a break. Hopefully we won't have to be called back for anything, which is nice, because over the summer we did. And if you remember, that was an economic development. I think we're going to slow down with economic development for the holidays, because everyone's going to take a break. So we'll give Steve Brantley a few days off also for him.
He's going to go to the office anyway.
He will.
Yeah.
You know, I went up there yesterday for an event, and it was, I guess, 6:15, and he was just walking out of the office. I'm like, Steve, what are you doing? He's like,
I'm leaving early today. Yeah. What are you talking about?
So, yeah, I mean, you know, we have the holiday parade on Saturday, and I was a little disappointed that you just did the weather and it said rain.
Unfortunately,
I know,
right?
So,
yeah.
And we're walking.
But at least it's not going to be like 15 degrees, because we've had those parades
We've
before
had that
as
too,
well.
But it still might feel a little bit. I don't know. I have to adjust my wardrobe for the event now. I mean, like hoodie, what do you wear?
Poncho maybe. Hoodie works until you're walking, if it's raining and you're walking in like a sweatshirty material kind of hoodie. I've done that, and and you can wring your jacket out when you're done.
That's just not
going to
happen. Yeah, and that's a pretty, I mean, it's a nice amount of time that you're going to be out there. So I don't know. And then, you know, we'll see. We come back into a session on January 21st, and then we have the Assembly of Government meeting on January 28th, which will be good because it'll be the first time that we're all together with some of the new folks, too. So that'll be fun. And then another important meeting is going to be February 25th with the schools. We go back in January, and we start with budget right away. So a lot of folks don't realize that budget takes all that time up until June for us to do. And, you know, we've conversations with the schools are ongoing about their needs, conversations just in general about what our facility needs are, what our service needs are, Department of Health, you know, all of them, Department of Social Services. Social Services always has a great toy chest, so if folks need to get up there and get some, if you can't afford it, go up and get some toys for the kids. And if you have some extra time, go volunteer. That's kind of always fun. I've done that a number of times. It's great.
OrangeCountyNC.gov for more information on county government, including all of that and more. Penny Rich, as always, thank you so much.
Awesome, Aaron. See you next week.